From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is ordering federal agencies to develop higher fuel economy standards for new cars and trucks in a bid to cut pollution. The president says it'll be a big money saver.
The typical driver will save roughly $3,000 over the life of the vehicle. We'll reduce our dependence on oil by 1.8 billion barrels and cut nearly a billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions.
The president's also ordering agencies already implementing new standards to work on stronger rules past the year 2017. The State Board of Education in Texas is wrapping up debate today on new history and social studies guidelines that would amend teaching of slavery, the civil rights movement, and the U.S.'s ties to the United Nations. Critics say conservatives are pushing to change or water down certain curriculum standards for millions of public school students over the next decade. The meeting's charging up protesters outside the school board meeting who say enough is enough.
When members of the board want to teach our children that McCarthy's witch hunts of the 50s are somehow vindicated, we say
enough is enough. Just educate.
The board may vote on the new curriculum today. As more thick oil seeps into the wetlands and marshes of the Louisiana coast, state and local officials are working with BP in a desperate attempt to contain the oil. We have more from NPR's David Shaper.
The Breton Sound Marina here in Hopedale is the staging area for fishing boats hired by BP in St. Bernard Parish to pick up thousands of feet of boom that they then try to place around some of the most sensitive marshes and oyster beds. There are no big slicks of oil in these coastal waters yet, but fishermen report seeing an increasing number of dead fish. Some fishing areas remain clean, open, and productive, but the sight of thick, rust-colored sludge coating the marshes in neighboring Plaquemines Parish is leading many here to believe these booming operations might be futile.
I think it's a disaster.
Sport fisherman Owen Small.
I think it is a total disaster. We used to have very good fishing. They call it sportsman's paradise. It's not going to be that anymore.
Nonetheless, the effort here continues at a frantic pace. David Shaper, NPR News, Hopedale, Louisiana.
At least 22 people dead in a car bombing in Iraq. More from NPR's Peter Kenyon.
Iraqi police and witnesses say a parked car exploded at a market in a town in Diyala province, north of the capital. The same market was the scene of a bombing that killed more than 40 people. Iraqi and U.S. officials say insurgents are using the long delay in forming a new Iraqi government to try to sow the seeds of another explosion of sectarian bloodshed and to drain public confidence in the government. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki speaking this week at the reopening of the foreign ministry, which was the site of a massive bomb attack last August, said Iraq would never give in to the demands of terrorists and called for national unity in the face of violence. Even so, officials say it will likely be weeks before a new government is formed. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR. In Thailand, calm is returning to the capital, Bangkok, though a nighttime curfew remains in effect in the city and in 23 provinces after Wednesday's military crackdown that cleared anti-government demonstrators from the streets but prompted widespread violence across Bangkok. NPR's Michael Sullivan has details from the capital.
Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachiwa went on national television early this afternoon, local time, and said that order has been restored in the capital and in the provinces. But he said he recognized there were still huge challenges ahead.
Particularly the challenge of overcoming the divisions that have occurred in this country. Let me reassure you that the government will meet those challenges and overcome these difficulties based on the principle of participation, democracy, and justice.
Anti-government demonstrators had claimed all three have been in short supply since Abhisit's government came to power. The protesters had been demanding a dissolution of parliament and for new elections. Prime Minister Abhisit today declined to offer a timetable for either. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
A former rebel is in charge in southern Sudan. Salva Kiir was sworn in today as the first elected president in the region, which votes next year on possible independence. Today, he called for unity within southern Sudan, which has been marred by decades of conflict. The region is still at odds with northern Sudan over access to the Nile River waters and oil revenues. Most of Sudan's oil is in the south. The International Space Station now has a new six-pack. That today from Mission Control on a new set of batteries astronauts installed in their third and final spacewalk this week. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington. Support.